Hashem drove out the man. Hashem sent Adam Rishon out of Gan Eden. He was driven out. He was kicked out of Gan Eden. He went. He left Gan Eden. By the way, does anyone remember what was the niggun that Adam Rishon sang when he was kicked out of Gan Eden?
Yeah,
he sang it.
Okay. And Adam Rishon was sitting at Har Maria. Why Har Maria? Shishar Gan Eden samuch Har Maria. Because the gate to Gan Eden is close to Har Maria. The Radal says it's not mamish close, it's in Beis Shan, which is not so close, mamish next to Har Maria, but it's not so far away.
But
Beis Shan?
It's still the entrance to Gan Eden.
Entrance to Gan Eden is in Hebron?
I guess.
I don't know that joke. Misham lekachai, from there HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Adam. Let's skip the next few words. Shneimar, it says in the pasuk, Vayikach Hashem lekim es Adam. Hashem took the man and put him in Gan Eden. Me'ez makom lekachai, from which place did he take him? Mimakom Beis HaMikdash, from the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Shneimar, it says in the pasuk, La'avodes v'adama asher lukach misham. That Hashem put him out of Gan Eden to work the land from which he was taken. And we said before in Perek Yud Beis that Adam Hashem took from the dirt of the base, the place where the Beis HaMikdash was, and that's where he created Adam Rishon from. So that's Asher Lukach Misham, and that's where Hashem returned him to. Here you add in the words Ulasham Hichsiru B'Makom Shenilkach, and to there he returned him from the place where he was taken. Hashem took him from Gan Eden and took him from Makom HaMikdash and put him in Gan Eden, and when he got kicked out of Gan Eden, he put him back over there by Makom HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomer Shabbos Rishon, and they add in the word Bal Yoinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept the first Shabbos in the Yoinim, in the upper worlds. We spoke about Hashem keeping Shabbos in Perek Yud Ches. Was it Yud Ches? I think it was Yud Ches, yeah. V'Adam Shomer Yisrael Tchila B'Tachtonim. And Adam Rishon, who was already kicked out of Gan Eden before Shabbos, he kept the first Shabbos in the Tachtonim, in the lower worlds. V'Haya Yoyim HaShabbos M'Shamer Mikol Ra. And the day of Shabbos itself would protect Adam Rishon from all evil. We'll explain in a few moments what that means, that the day of Shabbos protected him. And the day of Shabbos consoled him from all the distressful thoughts in his heart. Shneimar, it says in the pasuk, "Broiv sarapai bekirbi." When I have many sarapim, many distressful thoughts inside me, tanchumecha yishashu nafshi. Your tanchumen, your consolements will make my soul happy. So how do you know that's talking about Shabbos? So there's two explanations. Rav Chaim Falachi and the Radal both bring two explanations. One you could say is like this, that this pasuk is in Tehillim Perek Tzadik Dalet. And we said before, we're talking about Mizmor Shlem Shabbos, which is Perek Tzadik Beis Tehillim. The next parak is Hashem Moloch, which we know is the Shir Shal Yom for Friday. And the next parak is Kel Nekamayis Hashem, Parak Tzadik Dalit, which is, happens to be the Shir Shal Yom for Wednesday. And in that Shir Shal Yom, it's talking about Brev Sarapai Bikirbi. So you could say that it's a Hemshech, we're still talking about Shabbos. That's one explanation. Rav Chaim Falachi says that that's a little bit far-fetched, because it's already like two parakim later. Well, I heard once, I don't remember where I heard this from, but I think I heard this. That's why we say this parak of Tehillim on Wednesday, because Wednesday is the farthest of the week from Shabbos. And like Sunday, Monday, if you look at the weeks, Wednesday is mamash in the middle. So like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is already part of like last Shabbos. You could still say Avdallah till Tuesday night. Wednesday is like hanging in the middle. Thursday, you're already getting ready for the next Shabbos. Thursday, Friday, getting ready for the next Shabbos. So it's kashur to Shabbos. Wednesday has no shaykh to Shabbos. So that's why you say Kilna Kamei Sashem, which in that parak you say Barav Sarapai Bekirbi Tanchumach Yishar Shur Napshi. The Hashem is going to console us when we have these distressful thoughts. Also, the end, we also add the word Luchun Ranan Al Hashem Nareel Etzur Yishenu, which is the opening words of Kabbalah Shabbos. We also say that in the Shir Shal Yom of Wednesday, because we want to remind ourselves about Shabbos, because it's like so far away. But the other pshat they say is, if you take the words Beroyv Sarapai Bekirbi Tanchumecha, it's Rosh Hativus B'Shabbos. So that's the other pshat, how you know that it's talking about Shabbos. This idea that Shabbos was guarding Adam Rishon, we're going to be continue it in a few sentences. And then right here, the Medrash like goes off on something else and then goes back to it. Rabbi Shulman Kocha says, From the tree which Adam Rishon was hiding underneath it, which we never heard this before, but it says, this is what the Radha says, it says in the pasuk, "Vayischabe b'seich eitz hagan." The Adam Rishon hid inside the eitz hagan, the tree of the gan, but it doesn't say what tree it was. So here we're going to tell you that it's the tree was a fig tree. From the tree that Adam Rishon was hiding under, the kochle olim the safrei. He took from it the leaves and he tied it and he sewed it, and that's what he used as his clothing. So and it was a fig tree. Shnema says the pasuk vayisbru alei seina. He sewed a fig leaf. And we see that the tree that he hid under was a fig, and he used that fig, the leaf of a fig, to dress himself. Chazal tell us, at least one opinion says in the Gemara in Bracha says that one of the opinions is that the tree of the Eitz Hadas Tevara was actually a fig tree, and that the fruit was a fig. That's the Gemara in Bracha on Daf Mem. Other Mefarshim said that there's other fruits.
Where did the apple come from?
Where does the apple come from? It comes from the Christians, Pashtos.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Also, there's the Christian sources that say that it was a rimon.
Apple's a fruit.
It's a fruit, and everyone has a fruit. It's like that's like the Spitz fruit.
The Spitz fruit. So
yeah. Just some people say, I don't know if this is where this comes from, but some people want to say that when it says tapuach in Tanakh, it really means an esrog. I don't know. I don't know what the source for that is. But
there was an opinion that it was wheat.
That it was wheat, right? There's a Gemara that says it was wheat. There's a Gemara that says that it was a grape or a wine or whatever, and then there's another opinion that says it was a fig. Okay, there's another opinion. What was Adam Rishon dressed in after the chait of Eitz Hadas, when he was back in this world after he got kicked out of Gan Eden? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, "Minoar shehivshid a nachash, from the skin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took off from the snake, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu kostes kavod l'Adam l'Ezrei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made from that a tunic." Of an honorable tunic for Adam Rishon and for Chava. Shnema, it says in the pasuk, "Vayas Hashem leikim lo Adam leishlei kasnais or." Hashem made for Adam and his wife kasnais or a tunic of skin. Vayabishem, and he dressed them up. So we also Targum Yehudson also says that this is the pshat. That's what the kasnais or means. It's talking about the skin of the nachash. We said before that one of the curses on the nachash is that it has to shed its skin every 7 years. So the way the Radha says it, you have to say that what it means is that every 7 years, the first time was right after the chait, and then the next time is going to be 7 years afterwards. Not like 7 years from the chait is going to be the first time. That's what the one point that the Radha makes. And the other point is, what mechitesi, it's dafka, the skin of the nachash. Like maybe it's from a different animal, because it just says kasnas or. So it says, pasha, because we don't find by any other animal that there was misa. Because Adam Rishon wasn't allowed to kill animals, and right now, just now, Adam Rishon brought Misa into the world, so we're going to get skin from another animal. So Pashas, so that's why the Chazal is telling us that it's from the Nachash. Then he adds in parentheses that the Chizkuni in Pashas Bereishis says that it was the Hashem made him clothing out of the skin of the female of Yosan. So Hashem killed the female of Yosan and salted the meat for the Tzadikim La'asid Lavai. And the male of Yosan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu castrated, whatever. But the skin of the female of Yosan, that's what Hashem used to make the clothing of Adam Rishon. There's a lot of other pshatim. What does it mean, kasnois or? Some people say that it's talking about from the Tachash. Rabbeinu Bachaya in Parshas Bereishis says that. Others want to say that it's talking about the Big Day Kahuna. Others want to say that it's talking about the clothing made out of a nail, which we said he was wearing clothing made out of a nail before the chait, not after the chait. But in general, it has to be, really, this pasuk of kasnis or is written after the whole story of the chait, when Hashem gave them their punishments. But Rashi and Chumash sounds like really it's talking about before the chait, even though it's written after the chait. Nachlas Yaakov, one of the Mefarshim on Rashi and Chumash, says that it could be there's two different ways to look at it. When did the kasnis or happen? Before the chait or after the chait? He says it's not clear. Could be there's a machlekes going on over here. It could be, in fact, I wanted to say that maybe that's machlekes in these two opinions over here. Here we're saying that he was wearing kasnis or, but the first opinion that said that he was wearing a fig leaf, so could be he understood that the kasnis or was before the chait, not after the chait. So that's why we're not talking about kasnis or, we're talking about the te'ena. Okay. Medrash Bereishis Rabbah in the end of Parsha Chaf, and Bereishis Rabbah also brings the whole bunch of explanations of what was the customs or semer, wool of gamalim, of camels, or wool of arnovim, which might mean rabbits, might mean hyrax, whatever you want.
Except it says
or. Yeah, I don't know. Or.
And then we. Hashem shechted an animal and made them custom.
Took, yeah, I don't know.
That
or. Yeah, I don't know.
And Hashem can kill.
And then we mentioned before. In Perek Yudalad, we mentioned that Rabbi Meir, in the Medrash says that in the Sefer Torah of Rabbi Meir, it says kasnis or, not or with an ayin, which means skin, but or with an aleph, which means light. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them clothing out of light, which whatever that means. Okay. Now we're continuing. We said before that when Adam Rishon was kicked out of Gan Eden, so Shabbos was protecting him from all bad. So what does it mean that Shabbos was protecting him? Bein Hashmashos Shel Shabbos, and so we're going to continue with sort of with that theme. Bein Hashmashos Shel Shabbos, the Adam Yeshem Maharhar Belibay. Bein Hashmashos Shabbos afternoon or Shabbos evening, when it was going to become Moitzei Shabbos, Adam Rishon was sitting and he was thinking in his heart. V'Omer, and he said, Oili, woe unto me. Shama Yavai Hanachash Shehito Isi Be'erev Shabbos. Maybe that snake which made me make a mistake on Erev Shabbos that convinced me to eat from the Eitz Hadas, maybe that snake is going to come, and you have to add the words Vishufani Okev, and he's going to bite my heel. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Vatatu Shufenu Okev, and you should bite his heel. But we know that the Hashem told the snake that you should bite the heel of man. Right? And the other mission is getting worried. Maybe the snake is going to come and bite me. So the Radha says, what happened beforehand? Why wasn't he scared about it on Shabbos? So he said, no, the Shabbos protected him. So Chazal tell us that the light of that Shabbos was the Lashon is Lamed Vav Shoyis Shimsha, or the light of that Shabbos existed for 36 hours. Meaning, you had Friday day, it was light. Then Friday night, it was also light. And then Shabbos day, it was light. Right? So 36 hours is a day and a half. It was a day and a half of light straight. That Shabbos, the Friday night of that Shabbos, it was also light. So the Shabbos protected him means that there was a special light of Shabbos that made it that it was light. And since it was light, he wasn't scared that the snake was going to come bite him because he could see the snake. What about when he was sleeping? I don't know. But the light of Shabbos was protecting him. But now he realizes Shabbos is what happens if it ends and then it's going to be dark and then the snake is going to come up and bite me and I'm not going to see it. So that's what he was getting worried about. And the Chassidish Sfarim, I remember the Bnei Yisachar and by Hanukkah makes a whole big deal about this light that's 36 hours. He compares it to Hanukkah, that on Hanukkah we light 36 candles all together. I don't remember exactly what the void is, but I'm sure it has something to do with it.
We have to discuss this after this year, about the question on the 24th. I don't want to hold them up today.
What, 24 what?
Hours. Because if you're adding another...
But 24 plus 12 is 36.
How do you have only 12? If the Netzach HaChama was 530.
Okay, Kubi, it's not Mamish exact. Well, first of all, we're talking about Tishrei, so Tishrei is it's exact.
What time was Netzach HaChama?
I don't know.
By the way, if the oil was there every Shabbos,
yeah.
How did Adam sin?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? If such a great light was there, how did Adam sin?
That's the question. How could Adam Rishon sin? That's the question that we have to. You always have to ask that.
Well, they say by the Chita Ego, I saw that there's a lady at the service. That they just received the Torah. How could they sin?
Right.
She says, you see, that is the power of just that power.
No, but he's asking that by Adam Rishon, he didn't have a Yetzirah yet. Because he didn't sin.
It was the Yetzirah.
It was an external Yetzirah.
Yeah, could be, yeah. Yetzirah, so he extinguished, externally is also powerful.
Could be. Fine. So what happened? Nishtarach loy amud shel esh. So Hashem sent for him a pillar of fire. Lahayir loy l'shamay mikol ra, to make it light for him and to guard him from all evil. Hashem sent him a pillar of light. A flash of fire came, and then that was what saved him. The Gemara in Pesachim says that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought to him two rocks. Whatever, two rocks. That's the measure sechel tevel. So two rocks, and from those two rocks, he was able to make a fire. So did he make a fire, or Hashem sent him a fire?
That was the Flintstones.
The Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones. Yeah. Ra Adam la'amud shel eish v'samach b'libay. Other Rishon saw this pillar of fire, and he was happy in his heart. V'amar, and he said, Achshav ani yedea shahamachim imi. Now I know that Hashem is with me. Ufashat yadav la'or ha'eish. He spread out his hands to the light of the fire. Uberich, he made a bracha. Baruch, uberich, bayri me'orei ha'eish. Other Rishon made a bracha, bayri me'orei ha'eish. Uchashihirchak yadav me'eish. When he put his hands farther away from the fire. Omar Adam said to himself, Achshav ani yedea. Now I know, shenibdol yom ha'kodesh miyom ha'chol. That the holy day is separate from a weekday, from a profane day, from a week, regular day. Because he's bothered by, why is it that Hashem made it, that the whole day was light? Why didn't Hashem just send a fire on Shabbos to make it light for me so that I won't be scared from the snake? Why did Hashem have to make a whole day so that the aura of that day was 36 hours? Just make a fire. From that you see, she'en levar eish b'Shabbos. I learned that you're not allowed to make a fire on Shabbos. So why not? So I learned from that Shabbos must be holier than the week. And now it's not Shabbos anymore. So there's some sort of separation between Shabbos and the week. Omar, so other mission said, Baruch Hamagdo Mikedo Shachol. Blessed is he who differentiates between that which is holy and that which is profane. Fine. Rabbi Mana Omer. Rabbi Mana says, Ketzad Chayv Odom Levarich Al Kri Shal Yayin L'Or Ha'esh. How is it that a person is chayv to make a bracha on wine with the fire? Meaning, we know that there's a mitzvah to make havdalah. You're supposed to make havdalah. The way we're usually making the mitzvah of havdalah is when you dive in Shemana Esrei. So you say in Shemana Esrei, Atach and Antenu Ma'ala Teresecha V'tamdenu Asus Chukir Ritzidecha. Right? And Shemana Esrei is Magdal Bin Oil Cheshech Bin Yisrael Ramim, etc. So in Shemana Esrei, you make havdalah. You say that Hashem made a difference between Shabbos and other days of the week. And that's the key of havdalah. Chazal also made a takana that you're supposed to make havdalah again on a cup of wine. A special takana to make havdalah al kais. So the Medrash is saying, how do you make havdalah al kais with the or ha'esh? V'aymer, baruch ma'ir ha'esh. First you make a bracha baruch ma'ir ha'esh on the fire. U'chishamachza yadim in ha'esh, and when you're returning your hands from the fire, aymer, baruch hamavda b'kedesh l'chol. You say a bracha baruch hamavda b'kedesh l'chol while you're still holding the cup. And in this part of the Medrash, it doesn't say anything about looking at the fire. It just says like you put your hand towards the fire and you bring your hand back. So the Radha wants to say that it could be that if you have a cup, you're not supposed to look at the fire because you're supposed to be looking at the Kreish Shel Bracha. But I don't think we pass it like that, Bukhal. We even if you're holding a cup, either you put the cup down or you move it to a different hand and you look at the fire with your hands or whatever. But you don't just keep looking at the cup even when you make a Bar Meir
Ha'esh. Or some people look at the flame in the cup.
In the cup?
Yeah, as a reflection.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What was the thing you asked
him? I don't know. The Minhagim over here aren't really so clear. I looked at the. There are a few nukudas that we're going to differentiate. We're going to be different from what the minhag in Pirkei Eliezer is, based on the Ashkenaz minhag. Could be Sfarim do like the Mechaber, but whatever. A kitzur like the tour, because the tour actually brings down this whole Pirkei Eliezer over here. The tour in Hilchos Avdala. The im ein layayin. If a person doesn't have wine, so what do? Poishet es yodei la'ar ha'esh. You stretch out your hands to the light of the fire. Umistakla betziparnav, and you look at your fingernails. Shehein levonais minaguf, because the fingernails are more white than the rest of the body. Va'aymer baruch me'ari ha'esh, and you make the bracha baruch me'ari ha'esh. That's if you don't have wine. Now the Beis Yosef in Simen Reish Tzadik Vav, or Chaim Simen Reish Tzadik Vav, says about the tour that the tour had a girsa in Pirkei Eliezer that says over here that if you don't have wine, you're supposed to make the bracha of Baruch Me'ari Ha'esh on the fire, and then also make the bracha of Baruch Hamagdol B'Kedesh L'Chol on the fire. And then the tour argues and says, no, Seder Rav Amram Glein says that we don't make a bracha of Baruch Hamagdol B'Kedesh L'Chol unless you have a cup of wine, because you already said it in Shemoneh Esrei, so you shouldn't say it again unless you're doing it with wine. You don't do it just with the fire. Our Pirkei Eliezer doesn't even say this, but this is what the Beis Yosef says that the Pirkei Eliezer of the Torah said. What's the meaning of looking at your nails? So we spoke about some earlier time, I think it was in Perek Yudalad, that from the Telas Yaakov, that the Indian is because we said that Adam Rishon before the Chet was wearing clothing made out of nails, and then when he was Chayte, so he lost that clothing made out of nails, and he was just left with the nails that are made out of nails. Right, so to be as a tikkun or whatever, to be masked the chet of Adam Rishon, so we do dafka we look at dafka the nails to show, like, you know, we don't want to make the same mistake as him, something like that. I don't remember exactly the word, but something like that. The Radal wants to say a slightly different word. He says that the matter should be here is talking about where the fire is not necessarily so close to you, so the fire is like farther away, so you can only see, you can only notice things that are like really stark contrast. So when you're looking at like your nails versus the rest of your skin, it's a stark contrast because your nails are like whiter and the skin is a little bit darker. I don't know how true it is, but this is what he says. And he says that, so it's speaking like, even if you're far away from the fire, this is what you should do. But he says, if you're closer to the fire, so you don't even have to look at your nails as vis-a-vis the rest of your skin. You could look straight at your skin and see in your skin itself, am I momish clean? Am I missing a spot? Something like that. But he says, the point is, you're supposed to get hana from the fire in order to make the bracha bar me'ari ha'esh. Fine. The kevan shemachik yodim in ha'esh, when you put your hand back from the fire, you make the ball, blessed is he who differentiates between kodesh and chol. Oh, you know what? Okay, whatever. Vim ein loyesh, if you don't have a fire, there's no fire over here, so what should you do? You should stretch out your hands to the light of the stars. Shehem shel esh, because the stars are made out of fire. And you look at your fingernails that are like whiter than the skin, and you say Baruch Mar'ei Ha'esh. The Radal has a whole arichas over here that he wants to say that the Talmud Bavli argues on this medrash and says that no, the stars are, you can't make Baruch Mar'ei Ha'esh on the stars, because the Gemara says that, like, you don't have to put so much effort into trying to make a Baruch Mar'ei Ha'esh. Like, you don't have to, like, mamish go out of your way to, like, find the fire to make a Baruch Mar'ei Ha'esh. It's not really, it's so ma'akiv in Havdalah. So, like, what do you mean you don't have to go out of your way? You just go outside and you look at the stars. So he says, it has to be that the stars, everyone, the Gemara understood that you can't make Baruch Mar'ei Ha'esh. Then he wants to make a chiluk between he wants to say that maybe the Gemara only means that you can't make on the moon, but maybe you could on the stars, because it says the moon is just a reflection of the sun, so it's not really a fire, but the stars is a fire. But at the end, we come out that we don't do this, because we only make the bracha on a real fire. And then if the shemayim was niskado, it was very cloudy, and you can't see the stars, you should separate a rock from the land and make havdalah on the rock. Meaning, the mafreshim say that you're supposed to, like, do an action that shows that, like, now it's not Shabbos anymore. And then you say Baruch Hamavdo B'Kedosh Shechol. Like, taking a rock is muktzah or it's toilish or whatever. So that's what you're supposed to. Again, we don't pass in like this. We pass in like Seder of Amram Glen that says that if you made Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei, you don't make Havdalah again unless you have a cup of wine. That's basically the point. Or grape juice or whatever. Rabbi Eliezer says, La'achar she'sheisa adam kris shel havdalah, after a person drinks a cup of havdalah, mitzvah lahatel ma'at mayim b'chais shel havdalah. It's a mitzvah to take water and put it in the cup of havdalah, v'sheisa, and drink that water, so that k'dei l'chabev is a mitzvah, in order to show how dear the mitzvah is. Like, because when you drink out of a cup, so there's like one little drop left that you can never get that one drop. So he's saying that if you pour water into it and then you drink the whole thing, so you'll end up getting that one drop. Because you want to show that the mitzvah is so dear to you that you want to get the whole thing. And whatever's left afterwards from that little drop that's left from the water, that you should, like, put it over your eyes. And the Radal, okay, whatever, the Radal has a subshot over here that say that a kris shel bracha helps bring, the Gemara says that if a person takes big footsteps, it makes them blind, or it takes away from his eyesight, and if you drink from a kris shel bracha, that brings back your eyesight. So it could be that this is kashur to that's why you put a dafka on the eyes. But the Gemara says, lama, why should you put it on your eyes? Leftovers of a mitzvah could help stop punishments from coming. So there's two nukudas. One is to put extra water so you can get that extra drop of grape juice that otherwise wouldn't have been able to drink because chibuv a mitzvah. And the other one is that the leftover drop of water you should put on your eyes to show the shiur mitzvah in ma'akvin the sopranos. The tour in Siman Reish Tzadik Tes in Or HaChaim brings down this Pirkei de Blazer and switches the two reasons. It says that the reason why you should put the water is because shiur mitzvah ma'akvin the sopranos. So you want to get that extra drop of water because that's the extra drop of grape juice because that's shiur mitzvah. And the other one that you put on the extra water that you put on your eyes are kedei l'chabe v'sa mitzvahs. But we don't do any of this stuff nowadays. Pashas. Right, the wine, not the water from the leftover. So there is such a measure, wine on the pockets. You put it over your hair on your head. You're gonna have a smart week and a rich week and all these different things. But there is such a thing. But this part we don't exactly do. Rabbi Tzolik Omer, Rabbi Tzolik says, "Kol mishani mavdil al yain b'mitzoy Shabbos, ainu shemeya min mavdilim, ainu royasim in bochol olam." Rabbi Tzolik says that any person who doesn't make havdalah on a cup of wine on mitzvah Shabbos, or he doesn't hear it from somebody else, he will never see a siman bracha forever. He's not going to see a siman bracha. So the Radal says that this is a hemshech of what we were saying before. These different things that we want to dafka drink the wine and dafka every little drop. That's the siman bracha. All of this is the siman bracha of havdalah. But the Radal says that we don't hold like this because we passing like the Ramah, kill paskin. We're talking about like schools here, but we quote unquote passing like the Ramah in Erechaim Siman Reish Tzadik Vav. That the Ramah is based on a Gemara in Erevin Samechem Alaf. The Gemara says that kol bayis she'ein yayin nishpach by kamayim ain a siman bracha. Any house that the wine isn't spilled like water, it doesn't have a siman bracha. Meaning, if you spill wine and you treat it like you spilled water, you show like wine is not more chashuv than water, meaning I understand that all monetary things come from Hashem. So if you spill water, it's not such a loss for me, and if you spill wine, it's also not such a loss for me because whatever is going to be is going to come from Hashem. So then you're going to get a siman bracha. But if when you spill wine, you make a big ayveh, how can you spill it? But when you spill water, you don't care. So that shows that you really think that your money is dependent on yourself. So then, ain't a real siman bracha. So based on that, the Ramah says a minig. This is a minig that we do. That when you make havdalah on Friday on Mitzvah Shabbos, so you're supposed to spill a little bit of the wine, because if you spill a little bit of the wine, that's how you get a siman bracha. Because you're showing that wine is not chashuv to me, because I know that whatever I'm supposed to get, Hashem is going to give it to me anyways. So whether I spill, whether I don't spill, it's all good.
And you should be ready to pour a whole bottle of wine on the floor.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Wow.
Who cleaned it up afterwards?
Who cleaned it up afterwards? His wife.
All the chassidim probably.
All the chassidim. They're all licking it up. Shirayim, it's Shirayim. Okay, we're good.
All this is not during Shemitah.
Not during Shemitah, right.
That's Kedusha and Hashem doesn't part of it.
But this is the last line we're gonna stop after this. Anyone who hears people making avdala, ay mavdil al yain, or he himself makes avdala, Hakadosh Baruch Hu kaina Yisrael l'skula. Hakadosh Baruch Hu acquires him as a treasure. Or the Radah brings a different gersa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu kirehu kodesh u'skula. Hakadosh Baruch Hu calls him holy and treasurable. Shneur it says in the pasuk, va'avdil aschem min ha'amim. The Hashem said, I'm gonna separate you from the nations. Let's talk about Klal Yisrael being separated from the Goyim. And another pasuk says, "Vi'asem li skula," and you're going to be for me a treasure. What does it mean you're going to be for me a treasure? So this Medrash Rabbi is brought down also in the Yalkut Shemayim Parshas Brachos in Remez Lamed Dalet. And the Mogen Avram in his Pirish on Yalkut Shemayim Zayis Ranan explains like this, that the beginning of that pasuk says, "Ushmartem es brisi," you should guard my covenant. And he says that what's the brisi? The brisi is the bris of Shabbos. And then it says, "Vi'asem li skula," and then you'll be a treasure. What does that mean? It means like this, that when you treat Shabbos as Ushmartem is brisi, as a special bris, and it's a treasurable thing, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to treat you like that against the Goyim. If you treat Shabbos as more holy than Thursday, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to treat you more holy than Leroy, right? So that's how it works. And that's why he says, that's why in Havdalah we mentioned both the difference between Mavdil and Kodesh Shachol. We say between Shabbos and Yemei Shachol. And also we speak about B'Yisrael Ra'amim. Because it's the same level of difference between Shabbos and Chol, and between Chol Yisrael and the other nations of the world. Okay, a good tevach.